Later today, we get two important central bank decisions. First up is the Bank of England, with the central bank widely expected to cut rates by 25 basis points. What makes the decision more interesting today is the massive bout of weakness we've been seeing in the pound in the lead up to the decision, on the back of the combination of a distressing UK budget and Trump victory in the US election. As far as the balance of risk and pound reaction goes, we believe the pound is actually well positioned. We've already seen a massive fallout on the two mentioned risks, and we suspect the BOE will want to be less dovish going forward on account of a budget that is likely to invite upside pressure to inflation. We also believe a lot of the attention on the US side will shift back to investor expectations for more rate cuts from the Fed going forward. This combination could therefore end up resulting in a rally in the pound in the sessions ahead, especially with the cable rate already pulling back into decent medium-term support below 130. As far as the Fed decision goes, things should be pretty straightforward. The Fed is also expected to cut rates 25 basis points, this after a 50 basis point cut in September. We suspect the central bank won't be looking to rock the boat and will also set the stage for another 25 basis point rate cut the market is already pricing in for December. Overall, and as already mentioned, the US dollar has enjoyed a massive election run higher, which suggests a lot of the dollar bullishness has been priced, at least for now, leaving room for some dollar selling post-Fed. Technically speaking, if we use euro-dollar as a proxy for bigger picture dollar sentiment, we see more room for the next big move to be dollar bearish rather than dollar bullish. This is because the euro is trading back down closer to massive support in the 105 area, which has been defined as the bottom of a range within a larger consolidation that could be within a bigger picture bottoming pattern. That's all for now.